Hello everyone and welcome back once again to Toonami Therapy on August 15th. I am Michael.
I'm Tommy.
And we'll get right into it then with Fire Force Episode 3. In this one apparently it's part of the rookie Fire Soldier games where they all get into a where they all have to do a competition to find someone in this house with like some traps and stuff in it. But of course, because as seems to so frequently happen whenever they have one of these sort of competitions, some villain ends up infiltrating the whole thing. Like it happened so much. It happened in Naruto. It happened in My Hero Academia. It's happening here. But anyway, so some guy, bad guy, who's talks to Shinra, and of course. Does the thing villains do where they give you just enough information to like pique your interest, but then not enough to but not tell you enough so that they can still hold up for some plot twists down the road. So he kind of implies that there's some sort of actually bad thing going on within the Fire Force. So they manage to like get out of the situation, and then they all go. And then Shinra's like asks like the captain guy, so is there anything hiding in the Fire Force? And he says like, well, there might be some because there's eight different like agencies, compartments, companies? That was it. Companies. And he said, and they don't really talk share their information much with each other, which. I'll get to that. He said, but we were made to basically keep an eye on the other. And then I was just kind of thinking, so you got eight divisions and they don't communicate with each other much at all. That sounds like a terrible way to structure an organization.
Yeah.
I know in like real life, there's definitely issues with that. Like there are times where, for example, the Army and Navy don't communicate properly, but it's weird that that seems to be an intentional thing here.
Right.
Anyway, that was our episode then. A few observations. First, it kind of has that same thing I mentioned before, where it's like, okay, we're going to be dark and gritty with like a really serious setting in which the continents are breaking up and it's hard to live anywhere. And then we're going to have some wacky shenanigans with the characters.
Yeah.
I was going to come... One thing I wanted to notice. So there's that part where Shinra's with that girl. I can't remember her name. You know, the one who has like her like shirt like all open for like fan service and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And she gets like all offended with him apparently like leering at her. And I was like, that makes no sense. Why are you doing that if you're dressed like that? Well, it turns out Toonami actually cut out a brief bit because the reason she was so upset was because he inadvertently groped her and then accidentally did it a second time. And that makes sense, but they cut it out.
Uh-huh.
So it didn't make sense.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'm still just kind of on the show.
Yeah, same here. I don't know most of the characters' names,
I can remember, Shinra's, because he's the main character. But the other ones, I just think of, okay, there's Captain Guy. There's that girl who's in their group that dresses like a nun. There's that other girl in their group that doesn't do that. There's a weird guy with Excalibur. And then there's that other girl who got introduced in this episode. Not sure how much she'll be because she's in a different company, but I don't know. It's interesting because I was seeing like this one thing where I saw this video where someone went over like the recent anime that were aired, and they were like, "Oh, Fire Force! It's all super great and also great." And I'm like, "Well, I found it kind of just meh so far." To be fair, it is a little ahead in Japan, so maybe the next episode or two, like, really manages to turn it around. There's been animes that I was kind of weak on at first, but then got good.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I'm going to stick with it for at least a while, at least a little while longer, but I do hope it kind of brings in something new and interesting, and also manages to at least get like a real, like, solve this dissonance I've been having between wacky antics and a setting that I saw someone say, wow, this is like on the level of Attack on Titan.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of like being dark.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, so we're past that. We're on Lupin the Third, Part 5, Episode 9. So Lupin manages to get rescued, of course. I'm sorry, but your hope for a Jigen spinoff is not going to come into fruition yet.
Oh, man.
Anyway, so then the guy, Albert, who steals it from Lupin, then gets it stolen from him by another guy. So we find out that Albert and Lupin used to be like partners, but they sort of split up. Meanwhile, the guy who managed to take control of the notebook is using it to blackmail people so we can have Terror sort of run loose around France to make this one politician look better. Mm-hmm. So ultimately, after having to evade a bunch of goons and such, Lupin ends up meeting up again with Albert, and they agree that, well, we both don't like the guy who has it now, so we're going to work together to try to stop him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I guess it was decent. I kind of feel like Lupin is at its best when it does standalone episodes.
Yeah, I think so too.
When it does kind of more like multi-episode parts, it doesn't work quite as well. Like even that, like your favorite episode, I think, from the previous one was that episode where Lupin's in prison and is trying to escape.
Yeah,
that one was technically like a second and part of the previous episode. But even then, they were fairly like sort of distinct in their plots. The episode I liked the most this season was that goofy, like, just standalone episode about the safe.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of hoping we'll have more of that, because I mean, I still enjoy it when they're doing these sort of more like these multi-episode arcs, but they're not but I don't like them as much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Okay, so then we got Food Wars episode 6. Okay, so in this episode, like we mentioned, one of the club's groups is the Bull Club, right? They are going to be shut down by, then someone's like, oh yeah, well, I'm the main character, so I'm going to try to protect them, and I'm going to challenge you to a Shokugeki to decide whether they stay around or not. And they do that, and then they kind of prepare for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this episode really didn't do it for me. I wasn't too interested in this one.
Yeah, I wasn't enjoying it, and then I remembered, oh wait, I didn't like the manga at this part. It was after this thing that it got into the stuff that I started liking more. I'll check. Yeah, like in two episodes we get to the part that started winning me over in the manga, so hopefully it'll be better in the anime also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
Okay, yeah, so we got, so then we're on Eyes Shield 21, episode 142.
And, so, the game continues, and Monta makes some great plays, like a great tackle, and, he is able to help stop the Ojo from scoring. And then the Daemon, I think they get the ball laid in this one. And unfortunately.
Yeah, they were able to score a safety, and that gave them
the ball. Yeah, that's right. Right. They got a safety. They got the 2 points, and now they get the ball back. And now they have to go down and try to win the game. And we're running out of episodes. So my hopes for them winning the Christmas Bowl are kind of running low. But I'm sure they're going to pull it out in the next episode and then beat the Wild Gunmen in the next episode. And then they'll go to the Christmas Bowl and win that. So that's my predictions for the rest of ICO 21.
Okay. I'm not 100%. Well, I should mention that, like, the anime did get, ended prematurely. So it's one of those series that doesn't really completely reach the conclusion the manga did.
I see.
So, yeah. That's why there's, like, you know, you're like, oh, wow, there's a lot of stuff, left. But we're, like, near the end of it. So, yeah. Unfortunately, that's actually the same thing with World Trigger. It just kind of, it has to sort of end before reaching the, before the manga does. So, and, speaking of World Trigger, so, we are on episode 39. So in this one at the press conference, Osamu goes, forward because he's getting the blame for it and talks to them and, but ultimately is able, to mention, after mentioning the and he starts getting sort of blasted, but after mentioning the possibility of, you know, going and rescuing the people, that manages to turn everything around, and Border just kind of uses that to make themselves look better by, you know, pitching, oh yeah, we're going to go and save all those people. And if you guys are going to, like say that's a bad thing, well, now it's your fault that they're still missing. Mm-hmm. Which is kind of cool. Then we get past that, and then we get to the start of the B-rank wars, where their goal is to get to the top of the B rank so that they can challenge into A rank and get into it so they can go on the expedition when it happens.
Mm-hmm.
Because they've got Yuma, who is incredibly strong, and Chika, who has an insane Treon thing, and they're up against the lowest some of the lowest teams in B rank, they basically completely wipe the floor with Valmian in a soundingly decisive victory.
Mm-hmm.
Which was kind of cool to see.
Yeah. Yeah, that was pretty good.
Mm-hmm. I thought the first half was kind of a little dull. I'm not sure if that was because necessarily it was kind of dull, or if it's just a case of, because I know the series and I look at when we get to like the ones that are like heavy on dialogue like that, I'm thinking, okay, I already know what happens. And such. But, you know, when it's like more action stuff, it's like, I know what happens, but I can enjoy the action and have fun with it.
Right.
And such. Plus, there were more jokes there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, I feel so stupid for this, but so when they give the explanations, it's okay, for each person you take out, you get a point. If your team survives until the end, you get 2 points. And then I saw that and was like, wait, and then explained, because this whole time I thought the rule was if you survive till the end, you get 2 points per person. And then I suddenly realized, no, it's only 2 points for your team. You don't get it per person at the end. I was completely misunderstanding this all these years. Now I understand why in this one later match where the clock gets run out and no team is like the single survivor, no one got any survival points.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And yep, that's World Trigger. We were planning to do Konosuba, but we're kind of having a few technical difficulties in getting being able to watch it. So we're going to have to pass it on it this week, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I guess I can mention a little more on my so far a watch through of that time I got reincarnated as a slime, because I'm trying to I'm trying to do 2 episodes each week, because that way I'll like be caught up when we finish Shield 21. It's still decent. The biggest problem I'm having so far, I'm like 3.5 episodes in, I wasn't able to finish the fourth, is that the main character kind of seems overpowered.
Yeah.
Does that kind of get mitigated as the series goes on? Because it seems like I can do anything right now.
Yeah. from where I'm at, he still is overpowered. Mm-hmm. So, he's got way too much power. I agree. I'm sure there's going to be somewhere down the line where he's going to face a better foe, but yeah, he is pretty overpowered.
Yeah, the other thing I had was there's a part where the wolves attack and their leader, and he kind of kills their leader, and then the others are like, oh, well, we submit to you. You're our new leader. Yay. And I was just kind of, because it makes a point that the current leader was like the son of the one who died, and what's the main character's name? Like Rimitsu, something? Was that it? The slime.
Rimuru.
That was it. And he's like, by the way, do you hold that against me? Are you going to go after me? He's like, no, you're okay. And I was just like, well, you got over that easy. If they had just said that his father was like a jerk or something, then I would have been like, okay, that makes sense. But I don't know. It just felt a little too sudden of a thing. But yeah, that's my brief thoughts on it so far. I'll keep going and maybe share any brief thoughts I have on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that. I wish I could have watched Konosuba, but unfortunately, PlayStation 4 and PlayStation 3 both wouldn't play it, and my computer, it won't buffer right, so it's unwatchable. So,
we'll see if we can find a way around that. We'll try to actually do Konosuba next week then. And other than that, that's all of our shows then. I feel like there's one other comment I wanted to make. No, I think that was all of them. Oh, when does Demon Slayer premiere again?
Yeah, I was thinking October, but I can't be sure.
Let me see if I can find out. Let's see. Let's see. It was announced, and it says, I don't. They might not have announced a time yet. I think they were just saying. Let me check one more thing. Demon Slayer. It looks like they just said that they're going to do it in the fall, which is vague.
Yeah.
I do. Although when I was looking it up on Wikipedia and searching Demon Slayer, well, now I know that Demon Slayer is a trap opening initiated by Black that characteristically advances their left knight, blocking their bishop's diagonal. I just put it in because I assumed that would be the series would be the only thing, but no. The first thing it pops up is a thing about shogi. And then it, of course, says for the manga series. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So now that we've gotten do you have any extra comments to make?
No, I can't think of anything. Sorry.
No. Okay. No. It's fine if you don't. I just want to make sure I don't end it without when you still want to say something. So, right, we'll see you next week, hopefully with Konosuba.